Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. Two very important people here today from HSPPR. Gretchen Presley is here. Hello, Gretchen.
Hello.
And from HSPPR Pueblo, new community relations specialist, Kate Aviv is here. Hello, Kate.
Hello.
I've heard we've already talked to you Tuesday afternoons for the Pueblo Pet of the Week.
That's correct. Tuesday afternoons.
Aren't you excited?
I'm so excited to be in Pueblo and just to be working with such an incredible organization like the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak region.
And now you, of course, are a pet parent.
Oh, very much so, yes. I got my own mutt, Fiona, from the Humane Society about 2 years ago as a puppy because I wanted to train her well with my pet ferrets.
Oh, so. How does that go? Do they get along well?
They get along fabulously.
That's great.
Yes, so lots of training, lots of treats, but yes. All one big happy family at my house.
That is great. So what brought you, you're now, like we mentioned, the community relations specialist for HSPPR Pueblo. And just so everybody knows, we're going to talk more about the reopening date, right, to the public and everything like that. It's very exciting. So you are now based at Pueblo.
Yes,
that's
correct.
HSPPR Pueblo, and doing all of the community outreach services there.
That's correct. We really want to make sure that the Pueblo community is aware of all the resources and services that we provide and all of the adoptable pets that are, you know, up for adoption and in need of their love and care.
Absolutely. And that's what we're going to kind of clarify today is, are adoptions going on? When are adoptions going on? And all that kind of stuff. So that's why you are here, to help kind of figure all that out. And of course, you're also going to help us, like we've been talking about, the Tuesday afternoon Pet of the Week.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
which
that's
is
right.
Going to focus out of Pueblo.
Mm-hmm. Every Tuesday afternoon, we'll be on the radio with you, KRDO, and just talking about a great adoptable pet that's in the Pueblo shelter. So tune in.
It's glad to share the news. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's so much fun. We love the Pet of the Week. So give us a little background. Kate, have you been in the Colorado community for a while?
Yeah, I've been in Colorado Springs for about 3 years now, but it's always been my dream to move to Colorado. My background is in media relations, so just working a lot with the different media outlets and making sure, you know, communities are aware of the great organizations that are around them. I really started at Humane Society of Pikes Peak Region because, like I said, I got my dog from there, and they were so much more than just an adopt, and, you know, goodbye. I came in, they helped me with a spay and neuter, they helped me get my dog healthy, you know, they offer, like, different training programs and just so many different resources. You know, it doesn't just stop when you adopt an animal.
Right, yeah, the extended care, that is there.
Exactly.
And then, so when HSPPR came back into the Pueblo area, and that were you like, yes,
I was so thrilled to hear about that. I had always watched them kind of closely just because it's a cause that's important to me, and so when I learned about that and saw the position open, I just had to run for it.
Yeah, good for you. That's one way. And Gretchen, I know you and I kind of touched on this, but it's been, and we're going to talk more about what happened in Pueblo at the shelter there. I may ask questions. You guys may just stare at me. It could be very interesting. We'll see. But it was important going back in to Pueblo for the shelter there to kind of have that position, wasn't it?
It was really important to us because, I've always done most of the media for Pueblo, and we realized that people just didn't know enough about us. They really didn't know the services we were offering. We didn't have a way of making sure people knew all the pets we had available, everything, because of my limited ability since I wasn't on location.
Right.
So we are so, so grateful that we were given the funds to have this new position in Pueblo so she can be on the ground there, hearing about all the stories and really making sure people are aware of all the fantastic stuff they do in Pueblo, which one of which a really fun story just last week we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah, so. I can't wait for it. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about exactly what happened in Pueblo. When is the big homecoming celebration and full adoption starting, and a lot more. We've got more with Gretchen Presley and Kate Aviv next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we are talking with Gretchen Presley from the Humane Society of Pikes Peak Region and from HSPPR Pueblo. Kate Aviv is here. It's so awesome saying that, you guys.
We're pretty excited.
I know. It's very exciting. So let's kind of talk about what happened in Pueblo. Mm-hmm. Some folks may be new, not understanding what happened, and there's still some details that have not been disclosed and will not be disclosed, mm-hmm. which is fine because there are reports mm-hmm. and investigations, and I don't know if they're still ongoing. But originally, HSPPR had the contract in Pueblo to mm-hmm. provide the animal services in Pueblo, correct?
That's right.
And then the contract came to an end, and another organization came in to take care of animal services.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And sadly, that did not kind of work out like they were expecting, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what happened? There was an investigation that happened into that agency. Mm-hmm. Some not good things were found.
Right. Well, while we can't really speak to the operations mm-hmm. of Paws for Life, we can say that they did lose their license at the end of March this year. And so in April of 2019, again this year, HSPPR was kind of brought in on an emergency basis for the first 3 months where we began to be able to take in some animals in need, shelter them, and just really work with our, you know, other shelter partners to get them adopted in the care that they need.
So it was only in an emergency capacity mm-hmm. that HSPPR came back in to help with the animal services there.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
That's correct. And then on June 24th, 2019, we did sign a 3.5-year contract with the city and county of Pueblo. And that allows us to begin serving the Pueblo community again in all capacities as okay. of July 1st. But we're still getting our boots on the ground, getting up and running for our grand reopening on August 17th.
So when in that emergency kind of period, what were some of the other agencies? Because it was statewide effort, wasn't mm-hmm. it, to come in, get the animals that were there, get them taken care of and out to other agencies. But also, like you guys were saying, you were on an emergency operation level, which means the animals, kind of like you touched on, Kate, could not stay in the Pueblo area, mm-hmm. but they were to other agencies across the state, right? Again, a statewide effort to try and help with this.
That's right. So unfortunately, we didn't have the resources because it was just a temporary contract mm-hmm. to bring in all the staff we would need to have full services. So instead, we relied very heavily on some of our wonderful rescue and transfer partners. For example, Dumb Friends League took in so many animals over that spring and summer period for us, helping them get adopted. Many partners across the state and across the French Range. Of course, here in Colorado Springs, we were taking in animals from Pueblo to get them adopted out. So all of us, of course, summer's busiest time for all shelters. So we are yeah. very, very excited not yeah. only to be providing animals and adoption services to the people in Pueblo now, but just to be able to concentrate on our own populations.
Absolutely.
So yeah, 'cause that, good news for everyone.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And you and I kind of talked about it, Gretchen, before. Like mm-hmm. it does kind of put a strain on, you know, is there capacity at HSPPR mm-hmm. here to handle all the and that's why the statewide network is so critical, isn't it?
It is. And so we really can't thank Dumb Friends League and all of our partners enough for helping us out and helping transfer animals, which, you know, really help them find new homes across the state of Colorado. So really just, as you said, a statewide initiative, and we could not be more grateful to the communities yeah. and our partners for helping during this time.
Well, and it had to be exciting. And again, you said the full contract, right? Is mm-hmm. that it was July 1st that mm-hmm. that went into effect?
That's correct.
Which is extremely exciting.
It's so exciting. We're so excited to be back in Pueblo, just really working there with the people that make everything that we do a possibility, right. and just connecting them with pets that can, you know, brighten their lives. And it's really just, it's a mutually beneficial scenario where the pets benefit and the community benefits.
But it's kind of taken a little bit, hasn't it, to kind of get, like we kind of touched on briefly, but get staff back and get mm-hmm. people back. And mm-hmm. But a lot of the folks that were there before, employees, were back in a flat minute, weren't they?
Mm-hmm. We're so happy. We have so many of our employees that did work for us, especially animal law enforcement officers that came back. We've got several of our veterinary team that
That's
came
great.
Back.
Yeah.
So grateful to them for staying available for us. We knew it was hard putting their lives on hold and not knowing what was going on, mm-hmm. but we're so grateful that we have such a good team that we're building in Pueblo. And with that team that we're still in the process of building.
I was going to say, isn't there still kind of a process going
yes,
on? Right.
Yes, but now yes.
we're working on a lot of new programs for the Pueblo shelter, including a behavior program. So, you know, when animals come in need of some behavioral support, we can work with them to get them trained and ready for adoption.
Yeah.
And then a volunteer program as well, so that we can build up volunteers in the local community for animals that may be need in need of foster homes and just additional support.
Yeah, because it is basically, even though HSPPR was down there with Pueblo Animal Services before, mm-hmm. I mean, this is starting from the ground up.
Right.
Again, all over again. It's starting,
and
yeah.
Many of our staff member in Pueblo found new positions in Colorado Springs. So it is there is a bit of restaffing going on. So we actually just introduced our new associate director on our Facebook page last week. So we're so excited to have her. Her name is Gail.
And she's at the Pueblo.
At the Pueblo location, yes.
That's
great. She's doing an amazing job. Our former director, Julie Justman, took a new position here in Colorado Springs. She is loving it. So she's passing the reins on to some new faces, some new blood down in Pueblo.
So are there still open positions that you're looking for passionate people to mm-hmm. help come and fill at the Pueblo Pueblo location?
Yes, that's correct. There's a lot of different open positions. They're available to be seen on hsppr.org,
okay.
But that does include the volunteer outreach program and coordinator.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I was mm-hmm. going to say, if anybody knows with HSPPR, the volunteer program is very structured. It's mm-hmm. fantastic. And then wanting to get that implemented in Pueblo, right?
Right. We love our volunteers here in the Springs and in Pueblo. We had a great group of volunteers, but it really does take a lot of staff to facilitate the program and make sure everybody has their hours counted and make sure everybody knows what they're supposed to do
right.
when they show up.
Yeah.
So it takes a lot of resources to have that kind of program. And so we are interviewing candidates right now, and we really hope, and we've been asked so much since going back, when can I come volunteer?
That's fantastic.
We'd love to have you guys. Please stay tuned. As soon as we are able to, we will be accepting more volunteers and foster volunteers for the Pueblo location.
Should they just keep checking the website then?
Yep, that's correct.
Can they go mm-hmm. ahead and apply now if they want to volunteer, or wait?
Isn't a way to volunteer right now, but we'll be opening up more orientations and everything for everyone, making it a really easy path for those who have volunteered in the past to come back. Stay tuned to our Facebook page, and we'll have that news out to everybody as soon as we've got it.
That's fantastic. And I like you guys are mentioning, it sounds like the response by the Pueblo community has been overwhelming, very mm-hmm. positive, welcoming everybody back.
Yes, and that's correct. We did merge our Facebook pages.
So they're not two separate now. It's all one.
It's all one page because we do want to showcase that we are the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak region, but we are serving two different communities, Colorado Springs and Pueblo.
Okay.
And so any money or funding that comes for Pueblo stays in the Pueblo facility and in that area. So we're really just trying to streamline our processes to make sure that, the needs of both communities are met.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Because you do, it's, again, one organization, but the needs in Pueblo may be different than mm-hmm. in the Colorado Springs as far as the animal mm-hmm. services.
Mm-hmm. But one Facebook page will allow us to just have a tighter message and just be able to get the support that both communities need at all times. And really our mission is, of course, saving more lives and helping the animals.
Yeah.
So anything we can do to do that is what we're going to concentrate our efforts on.
Absolutely. And I know everybody has been wondering, when can they start adopting in Pueblo? So what we're going to do is we are going to take a quick news break. When we come back, we're going to talk about when the homecoming celebration is happening. And an update on a story about some sweet puppies in Pueblo. They need a home, don't they, Kate?
They certainly do.
Okay, we're going to talk about that and much more when we come back with Gretchen Presley, Kate Aviv, next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today from HSPPR, we're talking with Gretchen Presley. Hello, Gretchen.
Hello.
And from HSPPR Pueblo, Kate Aviv is here. Hello, Kate.
Good morning.
And we were talking about, we're going to talk about the big homecoming celebration, which is happening this month for HSPPR Pueblo. But you guys, as we were talking in the break, how excited is everybody that Dr. Patty is back?
So excited.
Is it like the community's like, Dr. Patty?
Yeah, like she really is a saint. She won the National Vet Hero Award in 2017. She was the primary vet at Pueblo beforehand, and now she'll be working both in Pueblo and Colorado Springs just so that she can have more camaraderie with other vets and make sure that she's collaborating with more vets on our team.
Because that was one thing, right, Gretchen? Mm-hmm. Kind of looking at, okay, what can we improve in round two, really? And it's connecting Dr. Patty with the other vets mm-hmm. because actually, I did not know this. It's phenomenal. HSPPR has 8 veterinarians.
We do. We have
That's
8
incredible.
Staff veterinarians. And Dr. Patty,
That's
I mean.
That's so awesome.
Anyone who's ever met Dr. Patty knows she does a phenomenal job. She's right. amazing. But Dr. Patty was the one who was like, you know what? I have been in Pueblo by myself for years and it's great, but I love being part of this team. I love being able to work with these amazing yeah. veterinarians.
Yeah.
So we worked it out while as we're going back in that our veterinary team are all kind of, well, three of our 8 staff veterinarians are going to be splitting shifts in both locations. And
That's
so they'll be able
fantastic.
To
yeah.
to serve the public community and the Colorado Springs community. They'll be able to collaborate. They'll be able to brainstorm together, consult each other on cases. So we're so excited to be more of a cohesive team going back into Pueblo and really giving Pueblo the resources to do an even better job going back in.
And that's kind of, is that kind of part of the decision to keep HSPPR name in mm-hmm. Pueblo?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yep. We're just really trying to show that although we're one organization, we have our Colorado Springs campus and our Pueblo campus, 2 communities, 2 different needs, but the same, you know, compassionate and, you know, dedication to health and safety and care mm-hmm. That, you know, the Humane Society, the Pikes Peak region is known for.
Which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And then again, like you're saying, can share the resources mm-hmm. that are there.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it help benefits everybody even more. Mm-hmm. So, okay, we'll stop teasing it. Let's talk about it, you guys. So has there been limited adoptions at HSPPR Pueblo kind of in this emergency stage?
Since July 1st, when we got the full contract back up and running to be able to serve the Pueblo community mm-hmm. in all capacities once again, we started to hire more staff for adoptions and different things like that. So over the past couple of weeks, we've been really trying to train them for our grand opening. So we've yeah. been doing some limited adoptions. And we do have a ton of cats in the Pueblo shelter right now. So if you're right. interested in
it
a
is
cat.
Kitty season, isn't
yes,
it?
Yeah. Yes. If you're interested in a cat, we have them. But yes, we are doing limited adoptions between noon and 5, Monday through Friday. So you can come in, take a look, see what, you know, suits you. But we are going to be rolling out full adoption services on August 17th during our grand reopening party.
So that is the big homecoming celebration, mm-hmm. August 17th. What day is that? Is that a Saturday?
That is a Saturday.
So 2 Saturdays from now.
Yes.
So what is happening at the homecoming celebration? It sounds like the big day.
Yes, it's going to be a huge day. It's from noon to 5 on the 17th. There will be, you know, food and beverage for purchase. There will be free guided tours of the facility so you can really see the ins and outs of how we operate. There will be discounted adoption specials, adoption coupons, and just really a lot of different activities and fun for the whole family.
So it's kind of like a community come get together and mm-hmm. and see the new, the not new facility, but the reopened facility, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So tell everybody where it is located if they don't know.
It's 4600 Eagle Ridge Place in Pueblo, right off I-25.
Okay, so that is happening the 17th, but again, limited adoptions right now until the 17th and then fully open on the 17th.
That's correct.
Okay, and then you said you're doing coupons. Are there any other special like adoption things? Is it just happening on the 17th?
Yeah, it's just happening on the 17th are these specials, but adult animals, so 6 months of an age and older for dogs and cats will be free adoptions on August 17th.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. And we're just really looking forward to getting some of these Pueblo animals into Pueblo homes where they can be loved.
Yeah. But right now, like you said, kitties need some home.
Yes.
Kitties need some home.
So yes. Kitties still, right now.
Kitties right now. Lots of kittens or grown
we
cats.
We have lots
or...
of kittens and grown cats, but the kittens are especially adorable.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. They're so sweet.
They really are. And we have them in some cat colony rooms where you get to watch them all play together through the glass. And it's just... sometimes, you know, when you're having a tough day, you just go out and watch kittens play, and it's so much.
I've never thought about doing that. So, Gretchen, if you all just see me show up in the cat room at HSPPR.
It's all right. It's just Renee having
just
a bad day.
Just zen me out, right? Right. I'm just going to sit here.
Go pet a cat, Renee. It's okay. It'll make your life better.
How many people do that? They just like, I'm going to go to the cat room at HSPPR.
Just pet a cat.
Just pet a cat. Hang out and do that. So now let's talk really quick about animal law enforcement services. Are they back up in full? Are you guys feeling that? Yes. You're up to full capacity now in Pueblo.
Yes, they are. Animal law enforcement services are up and running, back in full capacity. So if you ever have questions about, you know, anything like that, feel free to call and we can provide the services that you need.
Perfect. Okay, because again, under the emergency, it wasn't the full law enforcement.
It was emergency.
It was just emergency law enforcement.
I mean, we tried really hard to prioritize and get to what we could, but with our limited number of officers, not the full staff that we have now, we just couldn't get to everything.
Absolutely.
So now we're so excited to be able to get to everything. We still do have a smaller staff across the board. We just have a very small but very mean and lean animal law enforcement team in all locations, but they are back and they are so excited to be in Pueblo and serving the community. And again, just saving as many lives and protecting the community as best as we can.
Now, can folks, if they say see a stray or anything like that, can they bring it to the HSPPR Pueblo location?
Yes, they can.
So that's fully open and ready if folks find a stray and bring it in.
Yep. And we're doing lost and found. So we are sheltering stray animals for a stray period. So if you think you've lost your animal and you want to come take a look, again, it's 4600 Eagle Ridge Place. We can help see if we have it in our care.
Okay, so give a quick, all that info again for when the homecoming celebration is happening. It is happening not this Saturday, but the following Saturday.
Yes, August 17th, noon to 5. There will be free adoptions of cats and dogs 6 months of age and older, coupons for discounted adoptions, food and beverage for purchase, and free guided tours of the facility.
Yay! And maybe learn about volunteering opportunities. I'm just putting
We're hoping to have at least information in place, that at least a timeline, something, but anything we've got will be there for you. We'll be making ID tags for purchase, and all those proceeds stay in Pueblo, go right back to the Pueblo facility. So really just a big celebration. So we just hope everyone comes out, even just to take a look, meet our staff. We're so excited to meet you. Any questions you have, we'd be happy to answer them. And of course, we're hoping that once you come out, you will leave with a furry friend as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And expand your furry friend family. Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have an update on some puppies everybody's been asking about. So we'll have that, plus Pottoberfest is around the corner. If you don't have your tickets, you better get them. Was that fair to say that like that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because they sells out every year, right? Well, no, you keep selling more, right?
Right.
But
there's a good reason to get your tickets
now.
We'll
get your tickets now. That, we got that and a lot more on the way on KRDO News Radio on The Extra. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we're talking with HSPPR from HSPPR Pueblo. Kate Aviv is here. Hello, Kate.
Hello.
And Gretchen Presley is here. Hello, Gretchen.
Hello.
So we talked about the big homecoming celebration in Pueblo, which is happening August 17th, noon to 5. Get on out there. It sounds like a very fun event. But Kate, we need an update. Now, if you've been following this on the Facebook page, right? There are some puppies that came in. They were strays that were brought into the Pueblo location, correct?
That's correct.
And sadly, the puppies were parvo positive.
Yes.
So what's been the update on them? How are they doing? They brought in what, last Monday? So a week ago.
Exactly 1 week ago. Okay. 9 puppies were brought in as strays, and we recognized symptoms of parvo in them. One was unresponsive and unfortunately didn't make it. So we are down to 8. But thanks to the wonderful donations from the Pueblo community and really just the Colorado Springs community as well, they got the treatment that they need.
Oh, good.
And they are doing incredible, and they are on track to be ready for adoption this week, but we will keep you posted on Facebook.
Perfect. And so the big fundraising effort to, of course, get these puppies
Yes, it
cured.
Does cost on average $300 to $1,200 to treat a single puppy for parvo.
Wow.
And so we did set the modest goal of $2,000 for fundraising, and any funds raised in the Pueblo or for the Pueblo community does stay in Pueblo. So we actually raised almost $3,000.
That's great.
Definitely exciting. And so we were able to get them the care that they needed.
Perfect. But of course, fundraising efforts still going on to make sure that these puppies can get hopefully back to full health.
Yes. And that's correct. If you ever want to donate to Pueblo or just donate to HSPPR or to help these puppies, you can just go online to our Facebook page and hit the donate button, or just go to rsppr.org because, you know, it is more expensive than what we asked for those puppies. You know, we're always accepting those types of donations, and we're just so grateful for the community that is so willing to open up their hearts and their wallets
Absolutely.
To help these babies.
Well, it's so good to hear that they're doing okay, because parvo is extremely deadly for puppies, isn't it, Gretchen?
Yeah, if not treated, it can be fatal, and there can be a lot of complications that arise with parvo, which is why we always give tentative timelines. They're doing great, but we've seen cases that
it turns.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So we just, again, want to thank everybody for keeping an eye on those puppies with us, following their story, and we have our fingers crossed that everything goes well, and we'll have them up for adoption this week.
So just keep watching the Facebook page, right, for updates. I'm going to have to go see the puppies. No, I can't. I can't. Because if I do, I'll want one.
You'll definitely want to take these ones home. Well, they are so precious.
It's so hard when you guys bring in a doggy every week or a kitty, and I'm like, oh, so cute. Walk away. When you have houses full of four-legged family members,
we
right?
We feel your pain.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so let's talk about, speaking of fundraising, one of the biggest events, annual events for HSPPR. It's hard to believe it's here, Pottoberfest. Isn't that crazy?
Weren't we just talking about last year's Pottoberfest?
We were. And then it was like, boom, furball. And now we're like, boom, back to Pottoberfest. It's crazy.
It is, but it's so exciting. And it's coming up on September 14th at Bear Creek Dog Park.
So tell everybody about what happens at Pottoberfest, because it really has just grown from, hey, we go for a walkie with our puppies, and then it's a full-on like festival now, right?
Oh, yes. It is the furriest festival in the Pikes Peak region. And if you've not been, it, again, starts with a dog walk to get everybody nice and hungry for the afternoon.
Yeah.
But the huge festival will have beer partners. I think we have over 20 beer and beverage partners. So you'll get beers from across the region. You'll get some spirits. You've got ciders.
Awesome.
You'll get some wine tasting. So whatever you would like to drink, we've got it for you at Pottoberfest. And your all-inclusive ticket will get you entrance into all of that, the dog walk, the festival. You can enter into some contests that we have, which are really my favorite to watch.
We've got
the dog costume contest, the pet owner lookalike contest, because they really do look like.
Isn't that crazy how you start looking like your animal? Is it your animals start looking like you, or you start looking like your animals?
I think you start looking like your animals.
You think so?
Chicken and the egg, Renee.
Isn't that a true statement? Chicken and the egg. You just start looking like each other.
And then, of course, the pooch smooch is just also, I love them all.
Now, but what's the pooch smooch?
So you have to get your dog to kiss you.
Oh,
and
that's
then,
not
you know,
hard
judge
in my world.
On best kiss from your dog. So amazing contest. So much fun. Really just a fun day for the whole family, your furry friends included. So get your dogs. If they can vouch for you, you know, you can come to Pottoberfest. So, really, the one thing we do want to mention is get your tickets now, because you will only be guaranteed one of our amazing Pottoberfest t-shirts. If you've seen them, they've got a really cute logo, super soft shirt. We can only guarantee you a ticket if you register before August 15th.
So by next Thursday.
Yes.
Not so this Thursday, next Thursday.
Only a week and a half left, people.
To get ready.
T-minus 10 days. T-minus 10 days.
But that's to guarantee, again, that you get a t-shirt.
Exactly.
Otherwise, you can register after,
You can register all the way up to September 12th online.
Okay.
And then day of, prices will go up by $5. And then you won't be guaranteed a t-shirt. We'll have limited t-shirts available after August 15th. So,
So if you want the prized Pottoberfest shirts,
August 15th.
Get your tickets by August 15th. And if folks haven't seen it at Bear Creek Park, I mean, you kind of take up the whole park, don't you?
We do. We kind of take over.
Yeah, the whole park.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
But it's a huge festival. We'll have vendor booths for everybody. You can walk around and get freebies from all of our vendors. And just, spend a day with beer and your dog. I mean, really, that's what else do you need in life?
We really don't need
it. Exactly. I went last year and it was just so much fun.
Right.
And the shirts are so amazing. Too. It's not that typical, just rough material that you get.
The kind of shirts that maybe end up in a donation, you know,
and that
pile.
Make you look like a square, you know, actually look rectangular in shape. but these ones are they're great fabric. They hold up well, and they're definitely worth buying your ticket in advance for.
So want the t-shirt by August 15th. Now, where can they go get their tickets for Pottoberfest? Again, September 14th, Bear Creek Regional Park there.
Mm-hmm. So you can go to pawtoberfest.org and you'll register right there. Again, it's $45 for the inclusive ticket that includes all that. We'll go up $5 on the day of the festival. So make sure you get that early, ideally by August 15th, and you will have access to all of the fun that is Pawtoberfest.
Now, when does the 2 mile dog walk start? Because that's earlier in the morning, right? Because mm-hmm. you got to work up the appetite
exactly.
for the
gotta
afternoon,
get hungry
like you said.
For all the
yeah,
beer.
Absolutely.
So the dog walk starts at 9, and it's we'll have our first wave of people go out at 9, and then you can begin the dog walk really any time you want to. And then the festival will open at 10, so you can get your dog walk in, get over to the festival, and just start browsing and sampling.
And the festival goes all day.
Mm-hmm. Until 3.
Until yeah. 3.
Yep.
That's still a lot of fun. And of course, I'm sure you want friendly four-legged
right, well-behaved
doggies.
Dogs are all yeah. welcome. Yeah. And if they vouch for you, you can come too, as I said.
And if they say you're okay, you're okay.
Exactly. And of course, you know, all the proceeds, it is a really fun day. It's a great community event. Yeah. And of course, you know, the most important thing is that all of the funds we've raised from this go right back to the Homeless Pets of the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak region. Yeah. So with every time you register, you are offered the chance to make a fundraising page. If you want to raise more money, we'll have some great prizes you
oh,
can
fun.
Win. That's optional. You can just come and have a great time. We totally support that.
So, but you could make a fundraising
more.
Page.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
So, and so it's really thanks to the community and our sponsors. That's what makes this event so successful every year. So
yeah.
we thank you, community,
and just
for
bigger
coming.
And bigger every year,
mm-hmm.
right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, what costumes are you guys dressing up the kids in this year? Yeah.
I know. I'm really thinking about mine for my mutt, but I think I might go with a pumpkin.
Oh, that's good.
Classic.
Well, since everything classic. Pumpkin is already starting to come out.
Exactly.
It's only August 4th.
Yeah. Must be down for a pumpkin spice latte.
Exactly. Well, you guys are awesome. Again, hsppr.org, right, for all the info. And for Pawtoberfest, you guys are fantastic.
You are too. Thank you. Yo,
absolutely. And we look forward to the homecoming celebration as well, August 17th at HSPPR Pueblo. Kate, so fantastic to meet you.
So fantastic to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And we look forward to talking to you on Tuesday afternoons. Gretchen, we'll talk to you Thursday morning.
so glad to be here. Thank you so much, Renee.
Thank you. And we'll have our pet of the week on Thursday morning. So, and coming up tomorrow on The Extra, we're going to talk with Catherine Hammond, Hammond Law Group. Going to talk about self-care for caregivers. That's coming up tomorrow on The Extra on KRDO News Radio.